All right, everybody, it's Grimlord here, and this is Leap of Faith. Let me do this again. I gave you... let's see, what did I do? All right. So, you got this, you got the Lust Academy, and you got Depraved Awakening. So, that should make this not as... sad, even though things are going to still be a little sad here. But we got to get through the story because we need to get to the conclusion like we have with Depraved Awakening today. So we can move on to other novels. Here goes! Remember, she doesn't know who you are. Yes? Hi, it's me, Grim. You wanted to see me? I did. One moment, please. Okay, come in. Hey there. Hey. Thank you for knocking. I had to take a little breather. Of course, no problem. Sorry about earlier. I guess it must have been quite overwhelming. You're sorry? I was the one screaming in your face. Well, I'd say it's fully understandable considering the circumstances. You got a new t-shirt, too, I see. Oh, this? It's Linda's morbid humor, I think. Like, I haven't slept enough already. So how are you doing otherwise? Waking up okay? Yeah, they gave me something to calm me down, I think. So I'm a bit drowsy and semi-drunk at the same time. And somehow, everything smells like a basement. Not ask about her legs. Well, you must have a million questions right now. So if there's anything you're wondering about, feel free to ask. There is, actually. Linda told me a lot of what's been going on these last few weeks. Like, we went on a trip to visit a pop star I've never heard of. Lexi, yes. And we've been living in your place, too? That's right. So we were close? I'd say so. We've been spending a lot of time together, so I've gotten to know you quite well. So how did we meet? At a bus stop, of all things. The bus stop? Yeah, I saw you standing there, and I got this feeling that you were struggling with something. So I started talking, and for some reason, you seemed to like talking to me. Mm-hmm. And then? I didn't see you again until the next day, when I, well, saved your life. The bridge, yes. The last thing I remember was falling asleep on a bus stop, but you weren't there. Linda had left for home and I was alone. I had wasted the money she gave me for a motel on a bottle of booze instead. So I just slept on that bench. I'm sorry, I don't remember. Listen, why don't I tell you a few things or see if I can find anything on my phone and then show it to you? Well, seeing as my phone is at the bottom of a friggin' ocean right now, this is gonna be so weird, but sure. Photo gallery will show up and you can click on any image you've taken. Choose wisely, she reacts differently to certain photos. Not that many. I'm begging you to be kind. I don't even know which one. I'm begging you to be kind. I'm begging you to be kind, be kind, be kind. Hang on. Here. This one is one we went out eating at a local bar. I tried sneaking a picture of you. Shame on you. Not really. I like it. Hang on. Here. So long story short, when you and Linda moved into my place, you basically had nothing. That sounds right. And because of it, we went on a bit of a shopping spree that day. You paid? Yeah, and I think that's why you posed so willingly. You were really happy. Linda looks weird. Is that just herself? Hang on. Here. I took this selfie when we were going to Lexi's in her private jet. You look happy. I was. I mean, I am. Not that. It's really hard to... Oh, wow, that'll do it. Hang on. Here. Here's a photo from you of you from Lexi's limo. I look happy. She's kind of shocked there. Hang on. Here. This is from a date I had with Lexi. That's when you got together? I think so. At least the date was very nice. I could have probably shown you lots of other things, but I still don't remember. Sorry. One thing. Linda told me we were basically sleeping in the same bed. Well, I'm going to try this a little different then. Because this is hard. I want to try the telling. About Night Dog, the rap artist. I know you're a big fan of Night Dog. Linda told you? Well, you did. Sure, we're both fans of Night Dog. Your text message history? Look at our text history. You deleted it? Because there's nothing here. Oh, my bad. Sorry. Wow. So it really depends on what you've done throughout the adventure. Remember, we didn't do Robin and the remote control dildo? So we're just gonna go back to shower, and we're gonna go back to photos on your phone. She reacts differently to different photos. It's really hard to do this. Because you can't really do that. I remember, like, we did this one, and she, I mean, we tried everything, guys. I look happy, but it doesn't matter. Hang on. Here. Photo from of Linda from Lexi's limo. She looks happy. Yeah, that's it. I don't remember one thing. Linda told me we were basically sleeping in the same bed. Yes, we did. I was sleeping on the couch at first, but that couch is not good in the long run. So you convinced me I should sleep with you in the bed, with both you and Linda. I feel I should ask you this because, well, I need to know. Were we, like, intimate? No. Intimate, like, oh no, not at all. I mean, I have a girlfriend. I would never. Thank God. Yeah, that would have been awkward. I'm sorry, I'm just a bit perplexed right now. I've got so much to think about. I don't think you can. You just look, I can see that you have enough for one night. I can show you all the pictures in the world, but it won't change anything right now. How about you get some rest and I'll come back tomorrow or some other day? That's probably a good idea. For what it's worth, you did real good this summer with everything and everyone. Thanks. Stay well, Cece. You too. 5 of 15. Man. 5, 10, 15. So it's hard. I literally don't know. Like, I have a DLC option. Oh, wow. There's some extra shit here. Shows content, renders, and animations and missed visuals that did not make the final cut. We'll go through that later. And developer commentary. He goes through the whole... Hey, listen to this, guys. With the DLC, he actually goes through the whole game and talks about why he did certain things here and there. Dialogue helps. Hints. Okay. Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah, we didn't do real good on that. That's fine. If you guys want to do better, go for it. I'm so sick and tired of waiting. Did that go well or not? I honestly don't know. I really should head home and not sit here like an idiot. I mean, I didn't know what the heck would work for her. I mean, there's a bunch of random picks. But I've already sat here for the whole night. Might as well sit here for a bit longer. She might come around. But I have an idea. I do have an idea. Let's go all the way back before I even started. Go right to the photo. Alright, so let's try this again. Alright. We're gonna just try this again because that one really jarred her memory. And then you had that one. She says, I look happy. Oh, Dad, there's still a few other things that you don't get. Because you have to really go back a bit more, and you really can't. Because after you tell her stuff, yeah, see, Night Dog? That might be the only thing. So let's try this again. Because I already did Night Dog, so that one's... I'm going to keep trying, guys. So, remember, that one was really good. That's the one that actually... Not that one. Yeah, but... Oh, let me see that. Oh, okay, so that was okay. Yes, we did. Let's try it again. Yeah, I've seen your boobs. This is so embarrassing. I feel like I should... Okay, we were... Alright. No, do not let show another picture. We're done. Alright, I just want to see if I got a higher score. Nope. Even with that, I could only get a 5 out of 15. Yeah, it's hard. That's like your final test right there. But you didn't even really realize that the whole game was kind of about her, so it's not necessarily your fault as a player. I'm so sick and tired of waiting. Did all that go? Well, I honestly don't know. I really should head home and not sit here like an idiot. But I've already sat here for the whole night. Might as well sit here for a bit longer. She might come around. So here we are again. Hey there, Toe Woman. You want to be left alone, eh? Not really. I don't know what I want right now. I just got off the phone with Linda. Yeah, she called and told me everything. Said I should check up on you. So, you know, vent. It's not a big deal. I'm just thinking about everything. You're so slow sometimes, you know? I have to drag everything out of you. Yeah, basically, no matter how I toss and turn the thoughts around, I end up being a jerk. I mean, it's horrible that Cece can't feel her legs. Anybody in their right mind would think that. But I'm more let down by the fact that she can't remember me. Now that's just class A selfish jerk. That's just class A selfish jerk thinking. Mm-hmm. Then there's a part of me that hopes she'll walk out of here happy, going her own way. In one way, that'd be a huge weight off my back, because I won't have to watch hers all the time. See? Class A jerk. Mm-hmm. You're just saying mm-hmm no matter what I say, aren't you? I said vent. I didn't say I'll have any answers, but I'm listening. I can't turn off your thought process. You have to go through that anyway. It's a mess in that head of yours now, I can tell that much. But if you want a tip, then leave the hospital. Do something else for a bit. If she needs to be on her own or gather her thoughts, then you're not doing anyone any favors sitting here. Spend your time with your special girl, you know? But if you're still determined to sit here and feel sorry for yourself, well, I'll come around and smile, bring you coffee, wiggle my toes, and be someone to talk to, that's for sure. You shouldn't, I mean, this whole thing must be a big shitty reminder of that friend you lost. Well, yeah, it does. But I'm not afraid to think back on her anymore. I'd rather embrace those feelings and be sad every once in a while than forget all about her. Small laugh. You know, when Cece woke up, I told her that you'd become a good friend. The best of friends. I said it's like I've gotten a new sister. Holly? You just reminded me of... I didn't mean to. Holly, you never told me who that friend of yours was. That friend of yours was my sister. Holly, I'm so sorry. I didn't know. I mean, I didn't want to rip open those memories. Now you look at me. I think he's saying, now you look at me. I'm really sorry, okay? I was just being a class A... Uh-oh! Holly! Oh my fucking god, I'm such an idiot. I'm kissing my best friend's boyfriend. Fucking stupid me. I'm so sorry, I really am. That was not cool, Holly. I have to go, sorry for everything. Well, I'll just do an accident. Holly, it's okay, it didn't mean anything. It was an accident. Let's forget about it. I have to go, sorry for everything, and now this. Fuck it, I'm gonna talk to Cece. I can't take this waiting game anymore. Hey, Grim. You have to see this. You're gonna love... Not right now, Linda. I have to talk to Cece to make her see. Oh, can I have a word with you, Grim? There's something... Hey, Lexi, honey, I got something to do first, okay? I need to have a chat with Cece. Oh, sure. Be right back. Hey, Cece, I'm sorry for barging in. You okay for a little talk? Sure, it's fine. You see, I've been thinking that whole night, and even if you can't remember me right now, I know I can make this right. We can go visit the places where we've been this summer. I'm sure Lexi would be okay with us flying back to LA and spending some days at her place. I can make this right, Cece. I know I can. I've been thinking too, Grim. And no matter how I twist and turn it, there's absolutely nothing good that can come out of you knowing me. That's not true. All my life, I've been leaving people behind because if I don't, then I end up hurting them. Like I did with you. Linda told me you'd been staying by my side the whole time here. Why would you do such a thing? I'm only bringing you down. I thought that was obvious, Cece. I care about you a lot, and I'm not the only one. Since I woke up, I've spoken to you all, and I've spent a little time with everyone. You seem like a nice group of people, and I'm grateful you have such nice memories with me. But I don't know who any of you are. You're making a huge mistake. What if you remember everything a month from now? Are you sure you won't end up regretting it then? Look at me, I left my family behind because I was always bringing my bad shit onto them. So even if I suddenly get my memory back, I'll always know that today I made the right decision. That way, all of you, That way you, all of you, won't get hurt. Cece, you're hurting me now. But it will pass. If I stay close, I'll hurt you every day. And Linda? I'll have to talk to her too. Grim, don't you get it? When I'm alone, I can only hurt myself. I have to say goodbye. Please leave. Cece. Please. For what it's worth, I'm glad I met you. But this is goodbye. Just promise me one thing. Don't jump. Nothing. I can't feel anything. Okay, that's it. I'm done. I've had enough of everything. I'm gonna walk home and sleep for 100 years. Here we go again. Forgot to change the phone alarm sound, though. But other than that, it's just me and myself again. There's no drama, no disturbances. I don't have to spend half my life at the hospital. I'll worry that somebody's gonna let me down. Where was I? Yeah, no girls to care for. Okay, that's not entirely true. There's still Lexi. She said she'd be waiting. She's just so fantastic. But I have to do this. No more waiting for others so I can take a shower. No more running out of warm water. I'm doing great. Hit the mirror. Oh. Damn, that really hurt. I should have done this a long time ago. But better late than never. Guess this is good, but I got it. Fuck, I have to get to the hospital. What? Of course, I forgot the bag. Now, the hospital. I can't believe I didn't figure it out earlier. Grim! Kevin, you got my message. Sure did, and I have to say that you're looking 100% better. Thanks, man. I feel 100% better. So, are you sure about this? Not at all. But if it doesn't work, it made me realize something else instead. I care a lot about her, and it's pretty obvious to everyone else that she cares about all of us. So if this doesn't work, I'll have to let her go. So you tell the girls not to leave. Even if, consider it done. They're at the hotel with Lexi, saying their goodbyes, or so they think. I just got off the phone with Chris. He's keeping them occupied until you say the word. All good. You can go get them now. On it. Want me to take your bag? Nah, it's good. We should be back in 15 minutes. Make it 20. Okay. Okay, now, let's see how this goes. She left already? Right here, Grim. Can I have a word with you, Cece? Can you make him leave? I don't do that, Cece. But someone else, like security? Sure, I'll go get security. I'll take the stairs. But you got 20 minutes, Grim. Make him count. I'm so sorry to intrude, I really am. I was just about to leave town, then I saw something. So if you'll just hear me out, I promise to leave right after. You okay with that? You see, I was sitting at the bus stop right now, waiting for the bus. but there was something nagging me about this whole situation. I noted you're good at reading people. Then I saw the sign behind me on the bus stop, and it hit me. It'd been there the whole time, I just didn't see it. You always said that you leave everyone behind, that you don't want anyone near you, because you hurt them just by being there. If I go back to the day I met you at the bus stop for the first time, if what you say is true, then there's no reasonable explanation why you would sit down and talk to a complete stranger. Except, you saw something. You saw someone who was struggling. The same thing happened on the bridge the day after. I just left Steph's apartment in the worst possible way. I was a complete mess, probably one of the worst days of my life. So when I held on to you over the railing and you looked up at me, you saw all that. Hanging there, you took one major decision. Because I didn't save you that day on the bridge. You let me save you. I just didn't understand why you did it. But then I remembered everything else that happened this summer. In LA, you stopped me from leaving Steph behind. And in the limo, you cheered her up by telling her good things had come from those things she'd done. You saw Kira and Robin struggle with something they didn't even know they struggled with. You helped Lexi realize she can drop her shoulders once in a while and just be her goofy self. Heck, you even knew exactly what to say to get through to Matt. And Linda, when you met her, you saw someone who was depressed, someone who needed a friend too. You didn't come to this city because it has more jobs. You just nudged her back towards what she'd lost moving away. You helped her reconcile with me. And you did all this while you were struggling yourself. Because you were always gonna jump. You just had something to take care of first. Or someone. This is never about a guy that saved this girl called Cece. This was always about that girl called Cece who saved... you. And I believe that deep down inside you remember this. Because it was the first word you said when you woke up yesterday. In fact, you said it twice. Your own feelings help you see when others need help. You took one giant leap of faith. Postponing your own death just so you could make sure I was better. That everyone was better. That's why you didn't let me save you last time. When you looked up, you saw someone who'd gotten his life back on track. That's why you didn't hold on to my hand that time. So if you want to forget all that's happened this summer or the friends you've made, then I can't stop you. I won't be happy about it, but I'll respect that decision and move on. But don't you dare say that you have to push us away because you hurt us. With you around, we laugh every day. In fact, every time I say your name, I smile. Twice. And because it rhymes with... coffee. I remember. Remember what? What do you mean? The bridge thing? The coffee thing? The everything. I remember everything. All the things I said to you last time you were here, I didn't mean it. I couldn't remember. I never should have said, it's okay, Cece. No, it's not okay at all. I can't do this without you. I'm so very sorry. I couldn't see. It was all blurry. No, I'm sorry. I should have realized. Shit, I'm bawling my eyes out all over your jacket. You cry all you want, Cece. You're crying too. Me? Nah, never. You must have been seeing things. So you remember everything? Absolutely everything? I think so. It's like there was this fog. Like, I knew there was something there, but I couldn't see or feel properly. But then you said the rhymes with thing, and just poof, and the fog was gone, and... the first thing I could think of was ba-dum tish, and all the feelings returned, and... Cece, you're babbling. And your hand is on my thigh again. Well, I had to support myself somehow. See, I remember everything. What's wrong? My thigh. Okay, just relax. See, I've removed it now. No, I can feel your hand on my thigh. I can feel my legs. What's up with all the noise? I can feel. Good. Physical training will start tomorrow then. Yeah, she's definitely going to have to go through physical therapy. And I'm guessing that means I can let in the group of people waiting here in the hallway then. Yes. Well, damn. It's a Christmas miracle. Cool, eh? I don't get it. How is this supposed to help? I don't know if it'll help, but it doesn't hurt to try. They look so weird. Hey, don't underestimate the bunny power. So let's start with something simple. Like this. Easy. Now you try. Yeah, you look like me on the John the day after Taco Tuesday at Franklin's downtown. And that thing is just as spicy going out as it is going in. Oh, shush, I'm doing my best, okay? Remember what the doctor said? It's not about muscles. It's about teaching your brain to communicate with your feet again. Try thinking about a song or something like that. Maybe some reflex will kick in and your toes will start moving. I can't possibly see how that's gonna work. This is all a waste of time. Look again, I don't think the bunny is agreeing with you. Oh my god, look at that bunny go. Small steps, CeCe, small steps. You adorable little bunny. I'm gonna buy you all the carrots in the world. It takes a while. Man, he's helping her through all the physical therapy. She's afraid she can't walk on those crutches. Hey, what? Oh! I can't believe she threw me out. Oh man, what is it this time? Memory? Mood? That hurt others thing? Girls' night. That's rough.
Yeah, it does seem like it is. I thought something jumped on my leg.
She's still not ready to do the crutches yet. I mean, nobody has to work or nothing, right? Find your happiness. Getting by on the crutches now. I guess they talked about the kiss. Task completed. Help CeCe recover. So that's it? We're good to go? I see no reason to hold her here any longer. She's had a good recovery. If she starts experiencing numbness in her legs or getting bad headaches, feel free to drop by again. But I've been in touch with a clinic called Helping Hands. They treat all kinds of psychological struggles ranging from different forms of anxiety to more severe depression. If you drop by my office afterwards, I've prepared a folder with all the information needed. CeCe? Grin. I'll do that. that I wish you all the best of luck. Hopefully we won't meet in similar circumstances again. Thank you, Doctor. Hey, Grim? Yeah? Come over here. Can I borrow your hand for a bit? Sure, here. Gotcha. So now there's proof that I'm alive. So now there's proof that I'm still alive. What else? Do you love Lexi? Of course I do. She's beautiful, funny in her goofy way, talented, sweet, loving, and caring. I don't think this works as a lie detector test, CC. But heartbeats change when you lie, no? No idea. But are you ready to leave now? Hell yeah, I've had enough of hospitals for a lifetime. You know the recipe for not getting back here, right? Yeah, yeah, don't jump off bridges. Got it. Now give me a moment to change. They always used to say, if that guy jumped off a bridge, would you do it? I'm like, no. CC will be ready any second. But now that we're all here, I'd like to say something. I want to thank you all for being here for CC. I also would like to apologize for being such a jerk since we've been at the hospital. Yeah, what a jerk. We should have been out at the movies. Or partying hard. Or at my house for another round of drinking. So we could enjoy ourselves while CC was sleeping. And anyway, I thought that I'd repay you with a little something. There's a little event going down tonight called Night World. I know, I've played there. We all know about it. We do? Night World is a charity event including a whole lot of artists. It's been all over the news these last few days. And I've gotten us all tickets. I can perform, right? I really want to perform. No, Lexi, you're not going to be doing any performing tonight. We all know you can perform, but you need to learn how to relax a bit, girl. Let's all just enjoy ourselves. Ahem. Did someone say concert? Cece. And you're standing on your own. Yes, my feet are completely fine now. Fine enough for a little shopping trip? You already gave me this nice piece, and it looks amazing on you. But you need a new phone, sweetie. Yes? Guess I'll see you all at Night World then. Bye. Eh. Yo, dude. Where is everyone? You're too late. They left. Okay. Any particular reason you're staring at that doorknob? You know when you start looking at something and you fixate on it and you can't quite take your eyes off it? The sheep stare, yeah. Why? Anyway, let's get out of here. Gotta get ready for Night World. They liked the tickets? They went nuts. Did you tell them the main attraction was... It's... Let me guess. Kink? You know her too? I mean, the big letters kind of give it away. She's amazing. I need a drink. Hey, you got here. On my own 2 feet, you mean? Yeah, that wasn't a huge problem. Speaking of, how are your feet? Listen, if one more person asks me how my feet are, it's good to see you smiling, Cece. Any anxiety or struggles? Again, don't be that guy. None whatsoever. Cece, how's the phone? That thing's insane. There's like room for a million pictures there. Now that you mention it. I need a picture of you two. Something to remember the evening by. Just hold that pose on the count of three. One. Two. Perfect. Hey, that's cheating. You took a picture on two. I know you two. There's no way you would have held that nice pose on three. Damn it. But Cece, how's your legs? They're fine. Now, if everyone would just stop ask. Good, that means we're dancing, baby. Oh no, I meant my legs are so bad, aching and wobbly and... Party! Hey there, Grim. Linda. Looking good there. I believe that's my line. Always a sweet talker. Did I just see Cece heading over to the dance floor? You did. She's looking so much better. When I think about it, I don't think I've ever seen her like this. Yeah, she looks like a completely different person. So how about it? You want to join me on that dance floor too? Oh, I will. Just gonna get a drink first. Or two. Why am I such a pussy when it comes to dancing? Hey, Grim! I haven't seen you on the dance floor yet. Don't tell me you need liquid courage to head out there. Me? Nah. Never. I'm just thirsty. Yeah, he's gonna be doing that white boy dancing or whatever. Can you believe it? DJ Kink, I never thought I'd get to see her alive. Honestly, I don't even know who she is. How could you not know she's one of Lexi's favorite artists? Because we mostly talked about Lexi's music, not others. Who's this sexy stud, Robin? Think it's someone we could invite home after for some fun? Definitely. Sorry, girls, I'm spoken for. But how about I get a picture of you, something to remember the evening by? Like this? Come on, you can do better than that. There we go. Great picture. Okay, you can stop now. Kira, you know I love that.
Mm-hmm.
But you might want to retract that finger of yours now. You're hopeless.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, let's dance. Hey. Oh my god, Steph.
Huh?
My place, now. Oh, you're so funny. Ha ha ha. And let me guess, you still need a drink to dance. I might or might not be working my way towards the bar. You look lovely tonight, by the way. You too, Grim. Haven't seen you smile like this in a long time. Yeah, hopefully we're back to normal now. Well, you go fill your dancing feet and I'll go fill mine. Will do. What the? I'm always left behind. So you're the lucky guy that's here with the celebrities. Celebrities? Oh, you mean Lexi, Linda. I haven't exactly gotten used to it, to be honest. Well, what? Well, what can I do you for? I'll just have a beer. Actually, make that two beers. Wow, new suit. Yeah, from a decent store this time. Two beers coming right up. Man, I gotta tell you something. You know Christine, right? Your imaginary girlfriend? Haha, you're so funny. And no, I never said girlfriend. We actually never got to any base. I just showed her around town before she had to head back home. And is there any reason you're bringing her up now? She's coming here to meet up. Seriously? But that's awesome. I finally get to meet your girlfriend. Not girlfriend. I was friend-zoned before I could even hint. Here you go. Cheers, man. We must be getting old, man. How come? We can't stand by the bar looking cool and get lots of girls anymore. Hate to tell you, Chris, but that never really worked. Damn, that hatchet body spray commercial was lying. Hang on, what did the bartender mean when she called Linda a celebrity? Linda a celeb? No way, she must look like someone else. Why don't you ask the bartender what she meant? Good idea. Never mind, bartender's not here now. So much ass. Yeah. And I'm standing here with you. Yeah. Hey, not fair. Okay, I'm all charged up, going dancing. You do that. I gotta drain the lizard. Oh, wow. And did you see that? Kink totally owned that dance floor. There was this deep, cool beat, and all of a sudden it went all quiet. And she was just standing there like... And she started the build-up, then all of a sudden... The drop hit. And then there was a drop inside the drop, and before you know it, a third drop! It was like a fourth wall of drops. Totally insane. I need a drink. You want one? And why do you look like you've seen a ghost? Jeez, Lexi, you scared the crap out of me. 2 hardballs, please. Nonsense, you don't scare that easily. Actually, I'm on my way to the dance floor right now. It's not a problem, I can drink them both. Careful now, 2 hardballs can bring anybody down. And now you look like you've seen a ghost. What are you looking at? What? You dog! Every time we go out and I go drain the lizard, you hook up with a celebrity. Every single time. Oh my god, no way. It's you. Did you see that crowd? The energy was just insane. Such a wild ride. I'm so full of adrenaline right now. What the hell have you done to your hair? This some kind of wig? Hang on, something's not quite right here. Huh? You're not him! That sounds about right, but you... look just like him. Must be a handsome fella. Oh shit, miss. This is your man, isn't he? I'm so sorry. Introductions, right? Miss Kink, this is Lexi. Lexi? Kink? I should probably get down now. You're Lexi D. Huh? Oh, yeah, you can call me Lexi D. You were amazing out there, by the way. You heard what I did with the drop, right? Did I ever? The drop inside the drop inside the drop, right? Like a fourth wall of drops. Eh. Big fan, by the way. I'll just head over to the dance floor. Shit. What's up with the scaring me to death? Was that DJ Kink? Oh, you saw? Yeah, she's so much shorter than she looks on the posters, but she was such a nice girl. You know her? No. Then how did you do it? Do what? Get a celebrity all wrapped around you by the end of the day when you're out. No, it wasn't like that. Sure. Never mind. Now I want her side of the story. Okay then, enjoy yourself. Not like I was the one that kissed. Shit, Linda, I'm sorry, I didn't see you. No, I'm fine, really. I was just on my way to the dance floor. We can have our own little dance right here. No offense to your dancing skills, but I've filled up my dancing feet right now. I gotta shake them off. Fine, I'll go rest mine then. But you know, Cece told me why she urged me to head back here. Yeah, I figured that part out myself, actually, with everything else that's been going on with her. I'm glad she did, though. Me too. But Linda, I have to ask you this. Do you know why the bartender thinks you're a celebrity? Laughs. You don't know why? Oh, I do know why. I just think it's great that you still don't know. Well, spill it. Do you know that day at the hospital when I had something I wanted to show you? That big envelope? Exactly. And do you remember being too busy to see what was in it? Oh, please don't remind me. I was being a jerk. Mm-hmm. So secret stays with me. For now. But, gotta go. Now you're being a jerk. Enjoy your dance. Oh, believe me, I will. Dance floor, here I come. Great, just great. Did you see where the others went? I believe they all went outside. Thank you. Sigh. Laughter. There's no way you can carry me. Oh yeah, I'll prove it. Jump on. See? Easy. To infinity and beyond. Pants. Hey there. Hi there, Cece. I almost didn't see you there. That just means I'm doing my job right, Cece. You've known Lexi for a long time, haven't you? We go back quite a bit. Her parents hired me when she was just a little girl. They pushed her into this, didn't they? It's not my place to blame them for what direction they pushed Lexi in, but you could say that they spotted her talent and fueled it. And I don't think Lexi regrets anything. She loves what she's doing. So you just hang around in the background observing things? You can learn a lot by observing people. Look at those two people over there. They have a big, bald, tattooed guy and a sweet-looking grandmother. Skinhead is no threat. He's big and brawly, but he's just having fun. His laugh is genuine and his body language is non-threatening. But that sweet-looking old grandmother type is much more interesting. Go on. Well, for starters, she seems out of place. It's past midnight and it's not the time or place for her to be lurking around. But she's no threat to anybody, though. My bet is she's spying on her daughter or something. You're good at this. But there is someone way more suspicious here, though. Who? There's someone standing in the background claiming to be looking out for Lexi. But then again, Lexi isn't here right now. And even if that someone is looking at the environment, he's also watching me more than anyone else. You're totally watching the door so I won't run away to the bridge again. Busted. Ah, I knew it! You're good at reading people. Hey guys, you haven't seen a blonde girl around here. There's lots of blonde girls here. We need something more to go on. Blue eyes? You just described half of Sweden. Any sign of your girlfriend, Chris? She's not my girlfriend. His girlfriend? Linda? I'm just pulling his leg. He's supposed to meet up with someone he once liked. So he's been babbling about her for over a year like she was his girlfriend. Ah, that's kind of sweet and absolutely tragic at the same time. Chris! Oh, the Swedish blonde. See? See? Cece? Huh? Oh! Grim! Grim, this is Christine. Or C, as she prefers to be called. C, this is Grim. Oh, so her name wasn't C like the C, it was C as in Christine. Grim just had it wrong. I know. So good to see you again. You too. I'm so confused right now. You know Chris? Yeah, I definitely know Chris. I feel so silly now. I thought your name was C, you know, like the ocean. Oh, last. No, my full name is Christine, but people have called me C all my life. I even told Chris about you when I got back from LA, but you know C, C. He doesn't get it, does he? Give him a second, he'll come around. There we go. Oh, bloody hell. Your sister? Half-sister. Thank God we didn't. Hmm? Oh, nothing. So what are you doing in town? Nothing really, it's just a quick visit. I'm heading somewhere else but didn't get a direct flight. I thought about calling you but then realized I didn't have your number. So I called Chris here instead. You're not staying? No, I got a new job at Iden West Research Institute. Iden West? Like the richest guy in the universe? Iden West? The one and only? That's amazing. Congratulations. I heard he only hires the absolutely best people in the business. Well, I was valedictorian in my class at Howard University. Impressive. Not really. I'm still a klutz when it comes to practical things. Laughs, I remember. I'll let you catch up with Chris. I've got to go see someone. But I wish you the very best of luck on your new job if I don't see you again tonight. And it was really nice meeting you again. Same, Grim. Okay. Black screen. Hey, Lexi. There you are. Grim, so you got your dancing out of the way in there? Last. Not really. By the time I got there, everyone had left. And there's no way I'm standing there dancing on my own. Mm-hmm. Are you okay, Lexi? Feeling sick? I saw the kiss. Well, duh, everyone in the whole place saw the kiss, and you were standing right next to me. Not that kiss. I didn't kiss anybody else in there, I promise. I'm talking about you kissing Holly. Oh, that kiss. And I get it, I do. You caught me kissing Holly on my yacht, and I caught you kissing Holly outside the hospital. So, in a weird way, it's only fair, and it's really my fault in the first place because I started it. Listen, Lexi, and I don't know why, but when I saw you kissing her, I felt so disappointed. Lexi. Not in you, but in me. I was talking to you about love and how I want to find somebody to grow old with. Then I go kissing Holly. Lexi, can you be quiet for just 2 seconds? And I don't know why, because I love you, and I don't even know if I should be mad or jealous, or if you would just let me get a word in. Or maybe I'm just tipsy and it feels worse now, but... Lexi! I was talking to Holly, and I said she was like a sister to me. And that reminded her of her own sister, who I'm sure you know about. I guess it got emotional, and she kissed me. It was a huge mistake, and she realized it. Then she ran away. I promise you it wasn't me initiating that kiss. I love you, Lexi. Nobody else. And I'm really sorry for covering your mouth like this. Okay, I'm gonna remove my hand now. Please don't scream. Oh my god! I'm sorry, but you were going on and on and on. That was so... hot. It was? Hell yeah, it was hot. I got tingly all over. I think it's about that time. Yep, no more Miss Nice, Lexi. I'm so confused right now. Fuck me. Say what? Fuck me. If you're really that horny, then by all means, let's get out of here and... right here and now. Well, damn. I gotta save something for you guys tomorrow, right? So, since it's about 3 a.m. and I need to take a shower, you know, I'm gonna end it here. I gave you more than the 30 minutes that was going to be planned. You got way more than 30 minutes. Don't bitch. We got through all the sad stuff. We got to all this happy stuff. We had drama. We had all kinds of stuff happen. It's been stuff and stuff and stuff. You got plenty of Leap of Faith for today. Or tonight. Or whenever you saw it. Don't worry. More's coming. But just not tonight. This is the Grim Lord, and I'm out for Grimm's Uncanny Valley with Leap of Faith. And we'll see you next time for more.